Awaranga Jury is with us for a kōrero today. Carmel Cipollone, who's the Minister of Social Development, has announced the appointments for the permanent regional skills leadership groups right across the country. And co-chairing the Auckland regional group is Awaranga Tamihere, and she's with us today. Awaranga, te rākua.
Oh, morena, morena. How are you, Dale?
Good. Good to catch up with you again. It's this beautiful time of year and... Yeah, start of July, it's racing away from us, isn't it, this year? A few challenges along the way, though. Right, well, let's talk about the regional skills leadership groups. Share with us their goals, please, Awaranga.
Well, they've been set up by the Minister, Honourable Carmel Cipollone, and it's about, they've been set up by the government to identify and provide support, better ways of meeting our future skills and workforce needs across New Zealand. And so there's a number of regional leadership skills groups, workforce leadership skills groups that have been set up across the country, of which Tamaki Makaurau is one. But it's about having advice to the government on a joined up approach to planning better for the labour market, which is about our workforce, education and immigration systems working better to meet the different skills needed across the country. So, I mean, we all know what our people need. And so while I'm co-chair, it's about making sure that the needs of our people that seem logical from their point of view are looked at and highlighted. From my point of view, as we know, for one example, is it's one thing being able to give opportunities to our people to go into employment, but it's making sure they go into employment not just for the sake of a job, but a job that is sustainable and does open more options for a career. But also, as we know, the reality is for all of our people, it's about getting them ready for a job and then be able to maintain a job. And what is always left out of the equation is the support that's needed for our people to be ready to go in a job. But not only that, as we know from a whānau order model, navigating and staying with them so that they're able to successfully stay in the job and move to a better one. Because all the issues happen in the home, just saying they're going to have a job and it's all sorted is not going to work, as we know. So it's actually coming to the table with understanding that we have to have a very much a whānau-led, whānau approach to jobs, but also we've got to set a target. So I know there's some work being done by different groups across Tamaki Makaurau. Te Pai Heringo Tamaki, for example, Collective, have worked since last year on a target of 10,000 jobs for whānau across Tamaki. So it's having our ear to the ground, understanding where those strategies are and providing some, you know, providing some strength behind that and acknowledging that there's some joined up connected strategies happening, but they must be highlighted and pulled up to a different level. And that's part of the role that I have being on this regional leadership group.
Thanks for the explanation too. Sounds like pretty tough work too in a climate where Māori unemployment rates continue to eclipse well and truly those of others. 10,000 jobs, I wonder how they are tracking in that goal. But also, what you raise is very important because is it normally factored into how we can get more people into employment? The fact that you say there needs to be elements of pastoral care and ongoing support, it's not what you'd get from an employment agency, for people going and getting a job and then, you know, tick, there's the job over there, and that's the end of it. But that's not how you see how we need to work.
No, what makes sense to us? What makes sense to us is not having a siloed approach where you look to have your job from one agency, but there's no recognition of the pastoral support, because sometimes you're dealing with families who have for two generations not had jobs. To think that you can just train them in one moment of time and put them in a job without understanding the whole background that they come from is an issue. You know, you to make change over time is not going to be solved overnight. So you've got to have a comprehensive strategy about wrapping around those families. You know, that person might go to work, but then they've got to come back home from work at night. There's a whole lot of other things happening in that family that may not be their fault, but prevents them from going to work the next day. So you must have a whole total strategy wrapped around that family to support them. The second thing, and the most obvious thing, is housing. It's one thing giving people a job, is another thing giving them a house where they're warm, can be fed, go back to, so they're well enough to go back to work the next day. So you've got to bring a whole lot of complex factors together to enable a person to go to job and do well in that job, instead of seeing it as a one-off thing, going to the job, that's it. As we know, that is not the model that needs to underpin a sustained approach to being employed, a sustained approach to having a job that counts and enables them to continue to progress in that job. So it does mean working in a different way, pastoral support from the whānau point of view, from the whānau entering the workforce. But not only that, it's actually a different type of support, navigating support around the employer so they understand how they can better support that person as they start a job. So that's just one aspect of this role. But if you take that example and bring it right across, it's about a joined-up approach. So if you're looking at the construction sector and you're looking at all the people that are in the construction sector, you have to look at the workforce, the trainers, who's going into the construction sector, looking at it from Māori lens and mapping a whole approach to working in the construction sector. So it's not something that we are not used to, because in the whānau order space, collective impact is a word that we use, where we have to take off our old hats, where we're used to just getting our contracts, heading down, competing against each other because we were forced to, and just doing our own thing. The issue is it's greater than all of us. So Te Paehining or Tamaki is a good example where iwi, uber Māori, Māori Health Social Services and Health Partners came together and said employment is the issue. 10,000 jobs is a lofty goal, but we've got to get 10,000 of our whānau into employment. It's bigger than each of us individually, so they've made a collective strategy and plan to look at how they do that together. That's exactly the same principles that underpin being part of the overall regional leadership skills workforce group with Tamaki.